they will be starting Simen Vav, which is Din Birkas Asher Yatzar Ve'Elokai Neshama Ufirushav, the halachos of reciting Asher Yatzar, Elokai Neshama, and their explanation. So in Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, K'sheyetzi mi'beis ha'kiseh yivarech Asher Yatzar es ha'adam v'chachma, shebriya so'adam hi v'chachma nifla'a. When a person leaves the bathroom, they have to recite the brach of Asher Yatzar, which basically discusses the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with a great chachma, with a great wisdom. The Yesh Mefarshim, there are those who explain, Al-Shem Shehaguf Doma L'Nod Mali Ruach V'Hu Malei Nekavim Kidle Kaman B'Samach. This is based on an explanation of Rashi and Tosos and Mesechus Brachos of Samach Aleph, which is that the guf, the body, is compared to a flask that's full of air, and there are little holes that are punctured throughout, and the nais, the pella, the maflila asos, the pella is associated with the fact that we are created, is the fact that all of our guts and all of our inner organs don't spill out of our guf. V'yish mefarshim b'chachma, what's another explanation of the chachma in which Hashem created us? Shehiskin mezonoso shel adam harishon v'acharkach birao. The first Hashem prepared our food for us, first Hashem prepared animals that we're able to eat in Bria Sa'olam, and only then did Hashem create man on the sixth day after all the food had already been had already been prepared for us. Ravo nekavim nekavim chalulim chalulim. So what does that line mean? Perush nekavim rabim could go in peva chotem ufi tabas. There are multiple orifices throughout a person's body: the mouth, the nose, the rectum. The gam baravo ivarim rabim chalulim kemo lev vichare sumeayim. And there are also multiple limbs that were created that are vital organs, like or that are intrinsic to our guf, such as the heart and the stomach and the intestines. Even though those are not vital organs, but they help us eat and they help us digest food properly. What does that mean? So the Shulchan Aruch explains that for example, when a baby is in the womb, the mouth is closed, and when it's born, the mouth opens up. If the mouth were to remain closed when it was born, it wouldn't be able to live for even a moment. And conversely, those limbs that are meant to be that are meant to be closed, if they're open, that will also kill you. That will also not allow you to live. But odiyish lefarish, and furthermore, we can explain shegvul yesh laadnim shiyicholin ekavav lisasim below yamus bechemen she'avaroso hagvul yevsher lehiskayim afilu she'ah echas. There's a certain demarcation line, a certain point in time where if a limb or a part of the body or an organ is closed off that's supposed to be open, that after a certain point, a person will not be able to live any longer. And since part of those limbs, part of those orifices includes the rectum and the aver, and then the other limbs, the other parts of the body, that if one of them were to be open, you wouldn't be able to live, include the stomach and the inner organs, the intestines. It makes a lot of sense that this bracha in particular speaks to the praise that we give to Hashem when He allows us to use the bathroom, because those parts of the body that are necessary to use the bathroom are referenced in the words of Asher Yatzar. The Efsher Odom, furthermore, you can suggest you could further suggest that if Hashem were to open up one of our organs, one of the orifices, for too long a period, to the point that we would die, that is included, or that is the equivalent of that had one of our limbs or orifices been open that were supposed to be closed, and also that would be included as part of our need as humans to use the bathroom. Then the bracha adds us rofecho licho basar al shem hanikavim shebaravol hotzi psolas machalo ki misapish babeten yamos hotza, so he refua. That refers to the fact that we're able to excrete, that we're able to use the bathroom to basically defecate those parts of the food that are not supposed to remain in our system, and if they were to remain in our system, they would cause us to blow it and potentially cause us to die. Umaflila asos, what is the wonder in creation? Mimesha adam doma lenod mali ruach, like we alluded to earlier in the Shulchan Aruch, person is compared to a flask full of air. And if a person were to make a tiny incision into that flask, all the air would come out through that incision. And yet a person is full of orifices, full of openings, and yet somehow their spirit remains, and they remain alive without anything happening to them, and that is considered to be a pella, a wonder. Further, you can suggest the fact that the body is able to identify those parts of the food that are good and those parts of food that need to be excreted and that are bad, that is the pella. The Ramah says says Va'odi Yishalayim is another explanation of the Pella. Shemaflila Asos Bamesh Hashomer Ruach Adam Bekirbo V'Kosher Davar Ruchani BeDavar Gashmi. The fact that Hakadosh Baruch Hu ties together a physical entity, namely the Guf, with a spiritual entity, namely the Neshama. The Hakol Hu Al Yedei Shehu Rofei Chol Basar, which is expressed by the fact that Hashem is the Rofei Chol Basar, the healer of all flesh. Ki Oz HaAdam Mekav HaBirius V'Nishmaso Mishtameres Bekirbo, because at that point when Hashem fuses together the Guf and the Neshama, a person is at perfect equilibrium. They are at a state of perfect spiritual and physical health, and their Neshama is protected and guarded within them. So the Mishnah Berurah in Tzivka Na'al Tazos Chalulim Perish Evarim Chalulim, those limbs that are meant to be closed. V'lo Yomar Chalolim D'V'Chalolo Shayech Bria. But we don't have the girsha of chalalim because the word chalal implies a dead body or a corpse, which obviously the bracha of Asher Yetzer doesn't make any sense for a person who is dead. Shem Yisar, same kini girsha sa Rambam, but girsha shalanu v'ranshi v'rif v'arash imi paseach kodim. So our girsha is that we say imi paseach echad mehem, and then we say oh Yisar same, but the Rambam had the opposite. He said Shem Yisar same first. Klomer sheba nekavim yishum de girsha so haya iav sheru lehiskayim afilu shah echas v'kashal odad m'so same piv hayre shos v'lazam ar Kloman. So in other words, we have to reinterpret the phrase "Ef Sharul Hiskayim Afilu Shah Echas." It is possible for a person to live for a couple of moments or a couple of minutes with their mouth closed or with other parts of their body that are closed off. Avomen Hagin Shelo Lomer Afilu Shah Echas Kumoshakasav Haramba Mechim Muchach Baaguda Kekasav Amagin Avram Mechim Mashmu Verhagam. Many Rishonim and Achronim assume that we do not say the words Afilu Shah Echas, but again, there are different minhagim about that, and the Mishmur refers it to the Taz. Ef Shar. So some of the Achronim suggest that it shouldn't be Efshar, but rather it should be Efshar, because the Shoresh of that word, of Aleph Yud, comes from the word Ayin, and therefore the correct pronunciation should be Efshar. However, Shari Tshuva Miyashiv Agirsa Bechirik Shegamkin Kavanosu Kimo Ayin Kimo Dechziv Ichavod Shapirish Rashi Shem Shekavanosu Kimo In Kavod. So the Shari Tshuva says it's not necessarily Mukhrach, you don't have to say Efshar just because the Shoresh comes from the word Ayin, because we find in Tanakh, we find certain psukim where the Torah, where the Navi uses ichavol to refer to a lack of kavod, to refer to the ayin, and it uses the word e instead of the word a. Rofei choli, bachu shlo, mate moshe kasu, shein lomar choli, rak rofei chol basar. So our girso, typically we say rofei chol basar. V'taz kasav d'shnei ha-girso, say nechonos ha-chalil, l'mchokachas me'an ayin. So the Taz says that both girsos are correct, and you should not erase either of those girsos. In other words, you should say rofei chol basar, and he thinks that rofei chole and Rofei Chol Basar are both correct. Then the Mishmur says, Davar Ruchani Vakavanos Kasa, so that Kavanos refers to a sefer of Kabbalah. The Hanishama Nenes Mi HaRuchanios HaMachom. The neshama benefits from the spiritual components of food, whereas the guf benefits from the physical components. And that ties together the physical and the spiritual, the guf and the neshama. So we'll stop here for now. I'll pick up with Siv Beis tomorrow.